Here's today's In Touch devotion.
Today's scripture reading begins in verse 12 of Psalm 92. The righteous man will flourish like the palm tree. He will grow like a cedar in Lebanon, planted in the house of the Lord. They will flourish in the courts of our God. They will still yield fruit in old age. They shall be full of sap and very green. To declare that the Lord is upright, He is my rock, and there is no unrighteousness in Him.
Dr. Stanley says, "Our bodies may age, but we get old only if we choose to do so. Attitude is what makes the difference. Here are some suggestions for staying young your whole life. And since I'm well over 80, says Dr. Stanley, you can be sure I've tested them all. First, we need to keep learning. Though learning takes effort, it allows us to remain productive and keep contributing in the world. For those of us who are believers, gaining knowledge of Scripture should be first on our list, because God's perspective reduces our anxiety and prepares us for His plan. But we should also commit to reading up on our interests, take on new projects, and learn to use technology. Of course, the more birthdays we have, the more challenging it can be to keep up with technological advances. But we can still remain productive. Which leads me to my next suggestion, says Dr. Stanley. Keep laboring, even if you choose to retire from your vocation. Just as certain fruit improves as trees age, years of walking with God should yield greater fruit. Whatever your age, look for service opportunities through the church and other ministries. If God blesses you with many years, bless Him with your service. He wants to use you all of your days, so stay young at heart as long as you can.